From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. By Thanksgiving, the Woolsey fire in Malibu could be 100% contained. It's at 94% right now. Perhaps not, though, for the campfire in Butte County, which today is listed at 66% contained. There is, though, some rain in the forecast, starting as early as tomorrow night. On Saturday, President Trump joined California's Governor Jerry Brown and Governor-elect Gavin Newsom to tour some of the burned areas of both fires. Here's a comment from the president made at the campfire in Butte County.
Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job.
So there's a lot to talk about today. Our Mondays usually start with the political junkie, Ken Rudin. He's going to join us, though, at the end of the hour, because on the phone is Jody Jones. She is the mayor of Paradise, one of the towns that was destroyed in the campfire. And she walked with President Trump, with Governor Brown and Governor-elect Gavin Newsom through some of the burn area over the weekend. Mayor Jones, thanks for joining us today on Insight. I'm so glad to be able to talk with you.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about the president's visit from your perspective and the conversation between the two of you. I saw in the video that you had a number of moments of just one-on-one time.
Yes, we did have a few moments to talk. I found him to be just gracious and kind. He promised federal resources. He said he was going to help us. He said to me, we have to help these people. These are my people, meaning we're all Americans. We're all in this together. And I was really gratified to see his relationship with the governor and the lieutenant governor and all of them together saying that they're going to work together to help us.
Where were you, Mayor? What specific streets or neighborhoods did you walk through?
We were actually at a mobile home park that's off of Skyway in between Billy Road and Wagstaff Road.
Is that an area that you knew?
Well, the town is not that big, so you pretty much know the whole town.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anyone personally who lived in that mobile home park, but my sister lived in a different mobile home park that looked pretty much the same.
In fact, because of that reference, would you share some of your own fire story? I know that's been your home area for a long time, and I haven't yet heard what your experience was.
Well, I was not at home. I was actually at my sister's house because I was supposed to take her cat to the vet to get spayed that morning. But then I got the emergency alert and tried to get home. My husband was at home and couldn't because of the fire and all of the traffic. So we were talking on the phone prior to losing cell phone reception. And he said, what clothes do you want me to take? We have a motorhome. So he was putting stuff in the motorhome. I said, forget the clothes. Go outside and hook your truck to the motorhome so you can tow it out. So he went outside. This was just a few minutes after we got the emergency notification, and the house two doors down and the one across the street were both fully engulfed in flames. So he grabbed our pets, stuck my cat in the shower in the motorhome, put his two German Shorthair dogs in the motorhome, and drove off. And we eventually got back together in Chico, but I was at the upper end of Paradise, so it took me about 3.5 hours to get out. And I experienced what many, many people experienced, fire on both sides of the road. You could feel the heat through the car. Familiar things like were just fully engulfed. The McDonald's was, the flames were 30 feet in the air as I drove by it.
What
it just happened so fast.
What did your husband tell you that he thought was going to happen? What was he able to say to you?
He just kept saying, you're going to be okay, because I was kind of scared, like everyone else, especially when there's fire on both sides and the cars are not moving that fast.
So that whole area, including your home, has been destroyed, correct?
Yes. We lost our home, and he lost his office building, and my sister lost her home.
Let me go back to that emergency notification you got. How did that come?
I got it on the cell phone. I believe he got it on the landline. So it's called Red Alert, and it's a countywide system. If you had a landline, you were automatically hooked up. But if you had a cell phone, you had to opt in to the system to get the notifications. We did a few drives to get people to sign up. They had to go online and sign their phone number up. Because with cell phones, you don't know where they are.
You probably know this is intensely being debated in a number of arenas, including social media. What's your take on that early warning notice on any kind of alert that did or didn't happen in Butte County?
You know, I think they did their best to get those notices out. But as I said, the fire happened so fast. It was just amazing. The fire chief told me it was, just imagine someone with a hand above the town and they have 100 matches in their hand and they drop them all over town and they all take immediately. The wind was just blowing the flames 2 miles ahead. And it seemed like everything in Paradise erupted at once. This fire started in the same place as the one in 2008, which they were able to stop at the Feather River. We've never had a fire that started in Concow that jumped the river and came into Paradise, let alone one that did it in about a half an hour.
I'd like to know what you know that we might not know, Mayor Jones, about how the fire started or what the most accurate information seems to be at this time.
You know, it's still under investigation, and all I know is that they're looking at two potential places where it may have started, but they haven't completed their investigation, so I don't have any inside information.
Let me go back to your time with President Trump and the dignitaries that toured this weekend. What's your gauge of the president's reaction to what he was seeing? And I know you saw those initial tweets in which he was pointing a finger at the management of the forests. What did you see? And do you think there was a change in perspective?
I saw shock, really, as all of us who have been back up there to see the devastation feel. He was very focused on what was in front of him and just amazed at how much damage there was. And I don't know about a change of heart. I do think that there are some forestry practices that have contributed to the wildfires in California. And if this can help change that so it doesn't happen to some other community, I would be happy to see that. I don't know that it had any impact on this particular fire. A lot of what burned wasn't really national forest.
Can you say more about the forestry practices that you think contributed?
Well, we don't allow logging anymore of any kind, not even downed trees from prior fire areas. My daughter's a botanist for the Forest Service, and she works on the environmental documents that they do to try to do some targeted timber removal. And every time she does one, they get sued by an environmental group, and they aren't allowed to do it.
So part of the president's message this weekend was that we're all going to work together, that management, maintenance, environmental groups, and he talked about the governor, Brown governor-elect, all being in somewhat in lockstep going forward. Is that possible?
I sure hope so, because we're all in a world of hurt if it's not. You know, this is not really a political situation. It's a disaster. It's a humanity situation. And if we can't work together on that, we're all lost, I think.
I'm talking with Jody Jones. She is the mayor of Paradise, California. Earlier in her career, she was a statewide administrator with Caltrans. Paradise has been her home, and much of the attention has been on the fact that there are now 77 people confirmed dead, but this list of about 1,000 still missing. What's your sense, Mayor Jones, of how many of the more than 1,000 will in fact not be accounted for, that they did in fact die in this fire?
You know, I don't really have a good feel for that. I do know that there are names on the list of people who are well. I talked to one this morning, friends of ours who are on the list, and they've tried to get off, but they're still showing up on the list that's public at any rate. So I don't know how many people are in that situation, that they're on the list, but they're not really missing. The sheriff's office would be a better place for you to find that information out.
I was going to ask you how you would guide people to check the list or try to verify if, in fact, they have survived the fire and they're okay.
Well, the list is available online, so of course, check it. Check it for your friends. If you know that they're not missing, let them know. There are 3 phone numbers that the sheriff's office has put out. They're on their website. Butte County Sheriff's Office website. I have them here if you want me to read them.
You know, you can go ahead and read them. We'll also post them online, but go ahead.
So if you know anything about a missing person or if you know they're not missing, you can call 530-538-6570, 530-538-7544, or 530-538-7671.
Okay, so it's 530-538. Do you want to give the last 4 of all 3 numbers one more time?
Sure, 6570-7544-7671.
So let's also talk about the camp in the Walmart lot, Mayor Jones. What's the plan for them as of today? And we do, as I mentioned, have rain in the forecast in a couple days. What might happen with that situation?
You know, I don't have the most recent information. I do know that FEMA has been out there and talked to everybody out there. I do know that there's shelter space for them, and people don't want to go to where the space is. So I don't know what is going to happen in terms of them being there, but I do know they don't have to be there.
Anything else about FEMA's temporary housing plans or plans to build larger, maybe prefab housing units?
I know that they're still talking about that. They're trying to figure out how to do it and where to put it and that sort of thing. I don't have details for you.
Okay, what about the rain coming this week? I actually heard a forecast on the national news saying the heaviest rain might come around Paradise, that maybe there would be 2 to 3 inches of rain. Are there preparations being taken for that?
I don't know about the preparations, but that would not be unusual rainfall for Paradise. Our average rainfall up there is about 65 inches a year. So it's quite a bit more than the valley gets, and a storm like that's just the normal storm for Paradise.
Well, we certainly know.
I'm not sure what can be done with the devastation that's there and all the work that's going on and all the downed trees, what they could do to keep the rain from harming anything. I'm just not sure at this point.
All in all, having had the president visit this weekend and all the focused attention on Butte County, what difference do you think it could make?
Well, I do think that it's going to make a difference in terms of the emergency response from the state and federal governments, and I am encouraged that they have told us they're going to work together, and I think that means that we're going to get help for Paradise.
The administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency was with the group on Saturday, Brock Long. He had said last week you're not going to be able to rebuild paradise the way it was. What does that quote by him mean to you?
Well, I think that he's right. Paradise is going to be different. It was, some of the trees are still there, but a lot of the trees were damaged, so we're going to have fewer trees. A lot of our buildings were built in the 50s. We have a real opportunity to re-envision our town and to build it in a way that would not be as harmed by something like this. I noticed in my tours of the town that the buildings that have been built in the last few years with up-to-date building codes, a lot of them are still surviving, where the older things are what burned. So I think new building codes and the new ways of doing things and new ways of organizing the town may actually be beneficial and make it a better place.
One more question, Mayor Jones. There's already this website, paradiserecovers.org. What about the window now to look ahead, not only for the city, but it sounds like for you personally, you're committed to be there and to lead through whatever comes next.
Absolutely. We will be staying here. We're not naive. We don't think we're going to be back in a home in paradise in a few months. In fact, we're planning for 2 years, at least. But we are going to rebuild our house, and my husband's going to rebuild his office building, and my sister's going to rebuild. And most of the people that I know are committed to rebuilding the town. It's probably going to be a smaller town because not everyone is going to come back. I have friends who are in their 80s, and the process is just too arduous for them to face, and they're not going to return.
Well, I hope you know how much thoughts and prayers and the need for blessings continues to be with everybody there this week. I think we'll have a separate conversation with you off the air about wherever you might know that there are urgent needs, because people want to be able to reach out. And I think to know best how to place that desire and those efforts is important right now.
Well, thank you very much. The outpouring of love from communities surrounding us has just been overwhelming, and we're eternally grateful.
Mayor Jones, thank you. And the best wishes for all this long road of recovery to everyone with you.
All right. Thank you.
That is Paradise Mayor Jody Jones. We're going to continue our fire coverage after a short break, and there's more at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.